Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
And there's still time left here as Martinook backs it in. He scores! Jordan Martinook with the steal and the finish! And it's 4-3 Carolina! What a comeback!
What an absolutely epic night at PNC Arena, the Lattice House in the NHL. What a comeback, down 3 goals to 0. Then it was 3-1 in the third period. Then we scored 4 goals in the third period to take a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders. Let's go, Kings.
That was such an amazing finish. A finish that I would have never watched had it not been for my neighbor Joe going,
who is the neighbor who watches the games outside in his garage.
By himself on a projector screen, and when the game starts, he rings his Canes siren. Like, legit one.
I'm so proud of the Canes fans at PNC. You know, the Hurricanes make their comeback. They're showing the crowd shots. It looked like nobody had left. Nobody gave up. Better than me, because I'd given up. I was watching Million Dollar House Hunters with Kate in bed. I had the Knicks game on the iPad.
And then Joe had to remind you with his loudness of like, hey, dude, time to watch the game again.
I flipped the iPad over to the Canes game. It was 3-3, so, and then quickly 5-3.
I liked it. In the third period, we had the Jarvie party. Then we had the Marty party. This is Jordan Martinook, absolutely jacked after the game.
Can't hear her! Louder!
Obviously came out in the third, and that's a hell of a hockey period. And you guys are, thank you guys. You got us going. Love you guys.
I love the fact that he mentions the crowd. Because, you know, you go to these games, you're cheering your head off, and sometimes you wonder if it really makes a difference, and it does.
Yeah, no, it does. It is so loud in there. One of those individuals making it loud, one of the 19,000 Caniacs making it happen. Caniac Christine with us right now, pulling double duty. She was Caniac last night, and I know she's trying to be a teacher today. Caniac.
Oh, dear.
Christine, what a moment last night. You're actually at this epic game.
I mean, I have a little bit of voice. And I'm at school going to try to teach these babies.
Oh, you poor thing.
What do you teach?
Oh, I teach music.
Music.
Perfect.
Elementary, middle school, high school?
Yes. Elementary. Four Oaks Elementary.
When you're a kid, you know, you go to school, you see your teacher, and you think, well, they just probably, you know, live and sleep at the school. Kids probably will have no idea that you were at the Canes game late last night going insane.
I tell you, I can't even describe to y'all. It was so loud. It was so insane. I said, this is so electric. You know, it's just words can't even.
Use your voice today. God bless you. But did you see any fans leaving last night? Did you see anybody leaving PNC before it ended?
There seemed to be a few, and I was even talking to a few friends on Facebook. It's like, they're like, oh, we're done. I was like, no, we are not done. What is your problem? You never give up on the game. And, of course, I gave them heck after the game.
I bet you did. Where were your seats?
We were up in 315.
Oh, man. Good view.
Awesome. Yeah, with the real rowdy folks up in the nosebleeds. I love that. So what was some of the chatter you heard around you, you know, when the Canes were down 3-0? You know, just to paint the picture of how far they came back, I'm sure the mood was a roller coaster.
Yeah, we had a few stinking Islanders around us that were kind of bragging a little. And we were just like, oh, my gosh, what in the world? Come on, Canes, get it together. Because they looked so good at the first period because they were defensive. They looked good. And then it was like the wind was slowly going out of the sail. But I was like, we can't give up. Never give up.
And you stayed in your seat and you didn't give up.
Yeah, and then what happened to those Islanders fans at the end of the game?
Oh, they walked out early.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's all she had to say about that.
Caniac, Christine, I'm so glad that you called in to share your amazing moment that you had with 19,000 other people. What a moment to be inside PNC Arena last night. And best of luck teaching today. God bless you. All right, Christine.
Oh, thanks.
Where are you teaching, by the way?
Four Oaks Elementary.
Gotcha.
Okay. Cardinals.
All right.
It's a movie day today.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Watch The Wiz.
Watch Soul.
Bye, Christine. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Gotta love a Southern woman coming after somebody. Stinking Islanders fans.
I know, I heard that too.
I loved her.
April and May has quickly become my favorite time of the year. Obviously, it all depends on how well the Kings are doing in the playoffs, but what a moment. The city comes to life, Christine. What a moment you had last night along with 19,000 other people. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Go Canes!
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.